I don't think we have a downfall. I actually believe that the scariest thing, I think we're getting scarier. And because this will be the first time that we have Lamar and we make it into the playoffs without any real expectations. And the defense is getting quietly getting better. We played three good teams in a row. I wouldn't say three good offenses, but I'll say three good teams in a row. And the defense has done well. Same old story, you can get soaked or soaked in glory. I got a house in the sticks, it's awkward. I know that my neighbors are voting glory, surely. Fredo's my brother, we're locked in for life. I told bro to drop me some game. My American things, they're too impolite. Right, everybody made them a mill. Let's play a game of who still got one. I'm on Rowan Road in my ninja. Knock down ginger, let's see who spots one. Welcome to an episode of What Now, where we take the hottest sports topics, dissect them, correct them, and bring them to you from our perspective. I'm Jamie, and along with me is Tobias, Tyreek, Mai Mai, and Jai Jai.
Mai Mai.
Mai Mai. Mai
Mai and Jai Jai.
Hi.
Yer.
How the hell are we?
We are living. We are good. We are
we
happy for the
holidays. We are baffled.
We are married. That's what we are. We are married.
Taken aback.
I can't believe this.
Said we tell throwing. We say you be throwing it back. Jay, what you on?
Malin, tell us, please. What are you thinking about?
I'm just looking at the playoff rankings that just dropped.
Why
obviously it's not official, but I just can't believe they letting Alabama slide in there.
Just flabbergasted.
And like Miami. Is they saying virtually a lock to not get in? They only lost one game.
Oh, what? No, Miami lost two, and they lost two bad ones.
Either way, Bam was in there with three. They can't keep getting away with this type stuff. Last year, they shouldn't have been in. I just don't get this. They expanded it for them because they knew Nick Saban was leaving, and they knew they weren't going to be as good, but they want to keep him in. I'm getting to the conspiracy of it. It's all good.
You better tell them, Malin.
I cannot believe this.
Let them know.
Wow.
That's not very nice, Jamie. Why are you antagonizing him right now?
I'm not. I'm hyping him up. Write a letter to the committee. You tell him. I'll sign the petition.
And after a piss poor performance against Oklahoma, where they only scored 3 points, and y'all supposedly have one of the best players in the nation. Come on. Like, why are y'all letting them get in?
Who they have? Who's one of the best players in the nation?
Supposedly, Jalen Milroe.
We'll talk about that.
There ain't nothing to talk about. I agree with you, but I'm saying media-wise.
We're talking about it right now.
And we are
obviously,
now.
Obviously, there's another topic he wants to get to, so we can go to that.
Do we just want to talk about this now?
We're talking about it.
All right.
Nah, well, go, you had something right in mind.
Now.
Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you right now, man. What's going to happen is that Georgia, they're going to choose between Georgia and Bama, especially if Georgia loses. Georgia loses, I don't think y'all gonna make the playoffs. I'll be quite honest with you. I don't.
I disagree. So. Okay.
I disagree, but I can see it. I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah.
It's because it's Bama bias. Like, no, I'm not saying like I think y'all deserve to be out of the playoffs. I'm saying that I truly think they're gonna choose the Alabama bias and use that head to head matchup between Georgia and Bama and say they're both 8-3 or what? Yeah, who knows it? They're both 9-3. Bama has a head to head. They're in. I literally think
no, we would be 10-3. We're 10-2 right now.
They
don't even have another game.
All right, then what were they? 10-2. Oh, Georgia that'd be even worse. Because then y'all wait, they'd be 9-3. They'd be 9-3, y'all be 10-2. No. Oh, yeah, yes. I guess that doesn't matter. Yeah, that doesn't matter. Okay. I still think they use y'all for the head to head. Three losses.
They can't, but losses. If they want to use us, so they would use us for head to head, but they wouldn't take account the two worst losses of the last 5 years that and it came in the same season.
I'm with you. I think that Georgia should get in over, but I think this is what the committee is shaping it up for. I do. I think they're putting them in because in case y'all lose, they're gonna have to make that decision. They're gonna make that decision, especially if everything else works out like how we think it's gonna work out the other conferences. Because I'm with what RG3 said. I don't think four SEC teams should get in right now. Like SEC had a down. They just did. It's not. Let's stop saying that they all beat up on each other. Like no, they just
That
their
is
teams
true.
just didn't their teams just didn't look as good as we expected them to look. Like why is Bama losing to Oklahoma? Oklahoma didn't look good at all. I'm sorry. No, I'm not trying to knock on. I'm not trying to knock on. I promise you, I am not trying to knock on Oklahoma. But Oklahoma didn't look good, right? They didn't look good. And then you have Georgia. Yeah, Georgia almost losing to South Carolina, almost losing to Tech. Who else they almost lost to? Florida. Florida looked like dog water this year. And they have a quarterback that game. And they still almost lost. So, like, SC had a down year. It's other schools had a – I'm sorry. To go in like this, I'm just trying to prove my point. I think that SC had a down year. Go ahead, needs to be.
Wait, so with that point, where'd that hand come from?
My hand. Oh, why did I raise? Yeah, I don't know why my hand is raised. My bad.
But with that logic and that point, didn't every conference have a down year? Basically,
like who?
Every conference. There's no conference that just looks dominant. There's no dominant team. There's nobody's been down. Everybody's been beating up on each other. So y'all just so tired of us SEC fans saying that. But you know, it happened with y'all too.
You know what conference has done what they're supposed to do besides one team?
It's not. No. Y'all have not.
Please shut up. Please.
You know
please.
Who?
Y'all haven't done anything.
If I want to read off the lot, like the top teams in that conference right now, you want to talk about them?
No, we don't.
Nobody cares about the top teams in that conference.
Y'all want to talk about it?
Stop! It's not about you.
Hey, he brought it up. I'm simply.
I said every conference. You're taking it upon yourself to bring the Big Ten by itself.
I'm saying that one conference had a good year.
Actually, no, nobody did. No,
two conferences had a good year. Is it two?
No, there's none. Zero.
You sleeping on the Mountain West?
Oh my gosh.
That man, Ashton.
All right, so what about this Tech game?
Yeah.
Y'all should have lost. Game. Georgia should have lost. And also,
go ahead, give your spiel. Go ahead.
I mean, I this is not a spiel. I don't have like a definite. I think Georgia, I wanted Tech to win. I really do. But really, the biggest takeaway I have from that game is they got to do some of these overtime rules, dude. I went to sleep after the seventh one. I did.
There was only one more.
I was tired.
I mean, you're supposed to go to sleep after the seventh overtime.
I don't
think it has nothing to do with the rules, because if it was regular rules, that would have played like three games worth.
Yeah. I mean, the time span is definitely shorter, but like, I think it's just more exhausting, like mentally, though. I don't like that, how mentally exhausting it is. Like, it's one play. After two overtimes, it's one play that makes a difference between you winning and losing. It's just one. Versus the old rules, it was just, you know, 25 yards back and forth. And it lasts, like, four overtimes was, like, a long – like, that was a lot, four overtimes. But now it's, like, you can go up to freaking 10 overtimes, and that's off of one play. So it's just that's just it for me. It's just mentally exhausting and stress-inducing.
I feel like if it wasn't a night game, it probably wouldn't feel as bad for the length of it. I mean, eight overtimes in a football game is insane. Like, though they do the sudden death, just two-point conversions over and over again, doing it eight times, bro, like, that's at least 16 tries at doing something. But, like, for me, I'm not a super big college football fan, but I think it's interesting that you would have to challenge a team to dial it down to one play that matters. So to me, that's interesting. I think that Tech and Georgia rivalry just like embodied itself in the game. I don't think this should have been that close if you put them on paper, but I mean, it ended up being that way. I don't think we're ever going to see nothing like that again.
And not in that rivalry. Not for a long time.
Yeah.
I could be eating my words on that. Maybe Tech needs to come back. But I don't think so.
I mean, it was a great game. Obviously, it shouldn't have been that close. And I kind of agree to Boz. We should have lost, definitely. They had so many chances to win. But that's, I mean, That's a lower level program. They don't know how to win those type of games. You know what
I
I mean?
will give you credit, though. I think we're looking at it from the lens of it going to overtime, but y'all were down 17-0 at the half.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They should have won.
Like, when it was time to lock in, like, y'all locked in that fourth. Drove down the field and scored. Y'all, like, when they was like, okay, we're tripping. Let's get right. And they immediately got right. Like, I mean, the back and forth stuff, I mean, if it was a regular overtime, there's no really telling. I feel like the one and done play thing doesn't really give what the game is doing. Like, it's one play.
Right.
But I mean, Georgia definitely had the momentum going into overtime.
Y'all had to be perfect. Like, in that fourth quarter, y'all had to be perfect.
Our defense stepped up. Well, actually, it was flip-floppy from both sides of the ball. There was play calling that was trashed, and what we should have easily finished that in like three or four overtimes. Defense, where we should have finished it in three or four overtimes, letting up. Like I was telling people in one of my group chats, I said, win or lose, I'm nervous about the playoffs, because if we get the Georgia we've been having for the most part of the season, we lose in the first round. But if we get the Georgia that played against Texas plus the Carson Beck that played these last two games, I think we're going all the way. But they have to click. They have to click together, and that's four games worth of trying to click. So I'm not too confident on them playing their best games, but we'll just have to see.
What you got to say about that, Jamie?
I want to punch Carson Beck in his ugly little face. It's so punchable. Don't put this. Just cut this out, please. I don't want to get hate, but it's so punchable.
Hey, oh no, you're going
to have to cut it. You may have to cut it. You two may flag that.
It's not getting cut.
It's not getting cut. Not getting cut.
We posting now and we clipping it.
Cut it.
Carson, did you hear what he said today about like watching football?
He just digging himself a hole, personally.
I actually understand what he was saying. He said that he said, actually, I don't like to watch football because it stresses me out. He said, I understand it. Like, it's probably more fun to play it, you know, because he can actually has control. He has a little bit more like liability control or what's going to happen in the game. But if you're just watching it, like, you're just sitting there watching it, you can't control anything that's going on. Like, so I see what he's saying.
You know, you kind of, yeah, I can see what you mean, because I used to be the same way when it came to like baseball. I love playing baseball, but I would not watch a full 9-inning game. I just couldn't.
So it's harder.
I mean, I get it.
It's harder to be a fan than a player.
Slick.
Depending on the sport.
It's like it is.
I bet being a baseball player is fun, though. Like, you just down there chilling the whole game, just chopping it up. You basically just chilling with the guys.
Yeah, Jalen, they don't do anything all game. I'm with you on that. Like, baseball
play. Y'all going to piss me off quickly. How do y'all feel about professional athletes or idiots on the podcast talking about a sport they didn't play?
Great segue.
Thank you.
No, nah, man, don't hype her up for that. I don't like it when people like. I think it's good for like our entertainment. But I hate it when it gets outside of that. Like when some like podcasters or, you know, personalities and stuff actually think they know what the heck they talk about, especially if they never played the game. Like Stephen A, I can't stand it when he talks about college football. That annoys the crap out of me. Because first off, he doesn't follow it. He's never played football. And he tries talking like that. It annoys the crap. You at least got to follow it. You at least got to follow it. But like to not follow it and not play it is two things I can't stand. That's why you never hear Swagoo talking about NBA. He's not going to get into it. He could probably talk a little bit about it, but he's not going to get into it. I respect
that. I've heard him talk about it.
I'm almost positive. It's probably brutal. I'm almost positive that Stephen A. Smith follows college football at least to a degree.
To a degree.
Just because you don't like his take don't mean
no,
that.
No, that's to a minimum degree.
He might
just
have terrible
degree.
Takes.
Yeah, that's to a but minimum also, degree.
But also, he wasn't a professional athlete, so, like, he doesn't count towards the conversation anyway.
But isn't that what the question here? Go get him.
No, not just like if you played in high school. Like, not. I'm talking about professional athletes on these professional broadcasts. The reason I asked this question was because today I was listening to, what was that? Speak for Yourself. And they were talking about the Steelers. They were on the NFL segment. And Paul Pierce was on there.
Oh God.
And we all know Paul Pierce.
That's why I stopped watching that show, I ain't gonna lie.
because of Paul Pierce?
I don't watch it often, but I didn't have anything to watch. So Paul Pierce gets to talking and he was just reading off of his script. And he was just reading off of his script and just like blurting out things that were like, yeah, you don't have any context of like what you're actually talking about. So I feel like if you're not contributing to the segment other than like talking to the rest of the panel like you're talking to your bros, then I don't think that you're really helping push any sports conversation.
But
on the other hand, you have people like Shannon Sharp who can talk about, like, at least he can talk about basketball in a way that's like compelling enough for you to follow what he's saying and not like just dismiss his points just because he's just a dumb football player. He don't know anything about basketball. But like, I was watching Paul Pierce and I just had to get that off.
Nah, I mean, I kind of agree with you. Like, you would think like the big three sports would be kind of universal, but it's like you said, it's like basketball players jumping in and NFL topics. It's just like you have zero idea what you're talking about. You probably watched Sports Center this morning before you came into work and you just get a little base knowledge around something and you're like not giving any details. You're not swaying anybody. You're just really up there blabbing.
Sometimes they suck at their own sport.
Exactly.
Does Dan Orlovsky count? Did he include that?
Mm. I mean, he only talks about football, though. Actually has some pretty good takes. He just gets a little sensitive about quarterbacks.
I was going to say, with Paul Pierce, he's not a good basketball talker either. I think he's just not good at his job.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to say it, but...
I think LeSean McCoy is the same exact way. Like LeSean McCoy is a Paul Pierce of football, in my opinion. He just be talking.
He do. He talks like us. He talks like he does. He never played professional football.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't. He says the same things that we say. Like you should have a more in-depth knowledge of your sport.
I'd rather listen to y'all than Paul Pierce. Paul Pierce and LeSean McCoy talk like somebody's uncle at a cookout.
Do you think that it matters like what position or like for basketball, like the style of player that they were? Like for instance, LeSean McCoy, he just played running back. He just need to know how to do two things, block sometimes and run. And Paul Pierce was more of a ISO player, get a bucket. So like he didn't really have to facilitate an offense. Like a Dan Orlovsky, he's at least a quarterback. He knows what everybody's supposed to do.
You saying like
to answer your question? I don't think it matters. What's the question again? I'm trying to answer it correctly.
I was just saying, do you think it matters on the type of player in basketball or the position player in football?
Well, the original question.
The OG question was, do you think that professional athletes that are talking about other sports that they did not play?
I don't think it matters. And that kind of answers both questions. Cause I mean, we're doing it and we haven't played none of them. I just think if you watch it and it's clear that you watch it and understand it and analyze it, then you can speak on it. But if you don't, then you just shouldn't talk about it at all.
I was just going to say, I think also too, is like the scale, like what we're doing now, not to diminish what we're doing, but at this stage in the business, like we're just talking like bros. When you get up there and you're talking on national television, you have to say something meaningful.
Yeah, because that's
You
their
said
job.
full time job. Yeah, like
Yeah, like
they
they're
do
getting paid to
homework.
like
They get
do
paid a good
crap.
bit too.
Yeah, to do that. But like, even like, I guess it's kind of even going in, even like all of us, like, some of us have played the sport, and even if we didn't play the sport, we, like Tariq said, we understand it. Like, we have the IQ behind it. Like, we can analyze, we understand what's going on. LeSean McCoy and Paul Pierce had played the sport, but I honestly feel like they weren't high IQ players. I think they're just talented. And you
That's
can, like,
kind of what my.
yeah, and you see that, like, you see and understand that when they start talking about the sport, like, okay, like that was a dumb thing.
It's
It
just
like,
it feels surface level.
yeah, like a high schooler could get that tape. Somebody who just got introduced to the game can make that type of tape.
Even when they're like LeSean McCoy, even when he's talking about football or plays from a running back perspective, he still will just say things like, when they're in the zone or when they're in the man, blah, 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 blah. But like, even though I don't really like Acho, at least Acho will break it down even more
Yeah.
into knowledge that I've never heard of. Like in the 3-2 cut in, blah, 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 blah type of play. Like that's what I like hearing. I like hearing people know what they're talking about.
But Acho's, my issue with Acho though is that he wasn't as successful doing that stuff, and he analyzed it like he's freaking Tom Brady. Like, I know we do that same thing too, but it's weird, like, 'cause we never got the chance to actually do it and then, come up short. He's done it. He's came up short, and he's coming back and talking like he succeeded at it. That's what bothers
Man, you
me
don't
the
have
most.
to be a Hall of Famer to know ball,
Yeah,
especially that
he
way.
criticizes players. He's so critical of players and coaches.
I mean,
He knows it's not that difficult.
he knows what he's looking at.
Yeah,
Like
but
you
he
say,
didn't do it.
you don't like him, but he has at least an analytical mind, and he could break stuff down film wise or without film. He don't have to be a Hall of Famer to give those type of takes.
I don't know, man. It's like if I'm baking a cake, right? And I bake that cake and I bake it poorly. And I'm like, dang, man, I failed at that thing. And then I go and I'm trying to, you about to bake a cake or something. I'm like, oh yeah, man, that's wrong, bro. You can't do it like that. Like that's terrible. That's terrible. And I don't know what a good cake looks like. I ain't never cooked a
But
good cake.
well, if that was a, if that's the logic, then a lot of these head coaches shouldn't be head coaches.
Yeah.
Who do y'all think are some good examples of that? Other than, I guess, Shannon Sharpe will be the first one I can think of.
Like good examples of what?
Good examples of professional athletes that talk about the sport or a sport that they didn't play that are good at debating it or talking about it. Shannon Sharpe. He doesn't do it all the time because he's mainly around for football, but when he does talk other sports, it's not awful, like Ryan Clark.
Ryan Clark annoys him with football, though. Love
It's
him,
in the
but
women,
yeah.
like Mina Kimes, like she gives some good breakdowns. You know, she never played football. But I mean, Joy Taylor used to be kind of annoying, so I don't know.
Athletes don't talk about multiple sports.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I can't think of anybody.
it's
Because
they're
not a, it's not common.
they have like people that go around, like each segment they'll switch it up. Like Shannon only did it because he was with Skip. And they didn't switch up. Them two sat at the table and chopped it up for 3 hours, 3.5 hours. And then, like, first things first, don't switch it up. But none of them actually played the sport. But like first take has different people. Speak is just not a good show.
Ever since they changed around, I'm telling you, I stopped watching it.
Yeah, I mean Paul Pierce is not good,
What Paul Pierce say? I'm tired of getting the taste of a man.
Come on,
That
bro.
was crazy.
Come on.
What's the other dude's name? Like Keyshawn, Keith, Keaton?
Yeah.
Keyshawn. I feel like he's okay, but
Yeah,
like
he's
that's
okay.
silly.
He's nowhere near good enough to carry a show though.
Who
Yeah.
is it? He played for Ohio State. What was his name? Chris. Shoot, he's wide receiver.
Chris Carter.
Chris Carter. Chris Carter talks about basketball too, doesn't he? I'm pretty sure I've heard him talk
I don't
about
know what
basketball.
network.
He used
I
to
think
be
I've
on
heard.
First Things First.
Yeah, he did pretty good at basketball when I've heard him. Like, At first, I thought he's basketball on his way he's talking about. So he's pretty good.
I didn't watch. I think Jay Williams is pretty good at doing football.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I just thought that was interesting. I was like, why am I listening to this man just read stats off a sheet?
All right. Let's. All right. Do y'all think that the NFL can steal Christmas Day from the NBA?
Yeah, we can talk about that and combine it with I saw the other one that was talking about ratings going down or something like that. I don't know.
I think I put them in there to go hand in hand.
Well, for me, I think to answer the question that Jamie said, yes, absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. Just because NFL is bigger, much bigger than NBA. I think at this point, the NBA is it's going downhill a lot, to be honest. One, because the players aren't playing. You don't know when they're going to play. two, again, we always talk about it. The season is just too long. And then they don't have, like, LeBron and, like, Kobe were carrying the NBA for a long time. And then Steph came along, and when Kobe, about time Kobe was leaving, Steph was coming along and was carrying it with LeBron. And there's nobody else less like that that's kind of getting people to debate, if that makes sense. Because nobody really cares to debate about anybody else. But all that to say, I think the NBA's ratings are going down because they still are on cable, which is weird. Like TNT and ESPN. Like people are watching the games illegally. That's the reason why they're not getting any viewership. And I don't like that the NFL has all these different games on all these different apps, like Paramount.
I don't like that either.
And all that stuff. But I think it's better than cable. Because at least I got those apps already.
I mean, it's worked. It works though.
Can I ask a question? Just to derail it, just for a second, we can get back on. But how do y'all, especially you who really follow basketball, how do y'all feel about if the season was reduced to these hundreds? You know, how many games is it right now? 80 something? 82?
82.
82 yeah. Games to like the amount they do for college, like 20.
I mean, honestly, I don't think it'll change anything.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, like, I feel like one of the reasons why NFL is like successful is because in NFL and college, why they're successful, because they play what 12 to 17 games a year, and there's one a week they play each week, and so they have to give their all that week. But I feel like if you're playing, you know, 82 games, and these players play like three games a week, first quarter, if they can feel, they can, you can, as an athlete, you know. Like, whether you're about to lose or win a game. Like, you just know. Like, after the first half, you pretty much know you're about to win or lose this game. And, you know, you start going half speed. I feel like if you reduce that a little bit more, they give more effort. Because, like, I mean, even if you watch college and stuff, you see them giving effort.
Yeah, it would help. But, again, it would depend on when they do their season. Because the first half of their season is during football season anyway. Mm. So if they shorten the season and then it started in February, it might be better.
If they started on Christmas Day.
I was just about to say that.
If they started on Christmas Day, if Christmas Day was opening night, like a like a double, like, branded thing, I think that would help. 20 some odd games is way too short. Yeah. Like, they're getting paid way too much to play 25 games. Huh. But if you do, I think 50 is like a really ripe number. Like, 82 is like, back in the day, it was cool because basketball was more of a novelty type of a sport. So, like, you had to like basketball to watch basketball. So, like, now it's so star-driven that, like Reek said, you don't know when your favorite player is going to play. And for people who like players like Kawhi or Paul George or Embiid, it's like, I'm only going to watch them 40 times anyway. At least give them a chance to play every single game. Like, it's just hard. It's just hard. It's hard being a fan of a sport that looks like that it's dying in front of you. Also, I think to go back to the question, I for sure think the NFL can take it away from on the basis of what you were saying, Tobias, about the importance of games just because of the scarcity of it. And I think like NBA on Christmas is always going to be a good thing because you can schedule that. The thing about football is some of these teams be really good some year and they be really trash the next year. I think this year, I forgot, the Texans play somebody.
By us.
Yeah, so like in theory, at the beginning of the season, you if you had to guess where the Texans and Ravens would be at Christmas, you'd be like, oh, this game is about to
It's
go
about to
up.
be, yeah.
It's about to go up. And on the flip side, you
That's
got
gonna be like,
Kansas
that's gonna be a
City.
blowout.
You got Kansas City. I don't know about that, but you got Kansas City versus Pittsburgh. And the way that Kansas City looks like they're somewhat skating by, and Pittsburgh also doesn't score touchdowns, that might be the game of the day. Other than watching, I don't know if Devin Booker will play against the Nuggets. I don't know if Jamal Murray's going to play. I don't know if KD's going to play. Like it's, but
Also,
when you turn on the football game, you know what you're about to get.
Christmas is still the beginning of the NBA season.
In
But
theory.
if there's a Christmas game, that means that's the end of the NFL season, which is like way more important than a Christmas Day game for the NBA, which is like game 20 out
Yeah.
of.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It just
Especially with playoff implications and all that going in with football.
Yeah, but
People
I
are
mean,
paying
it's like
more attention.
let football have the winner. I mean, let football have the fall, and then.
Even starting on Christmas Day, it don't have to be Christmas. I think like if you make it a 2 day thing, like Christmas Day and Christmas Eve is like all NBA. Like I feel like NBA could start to
Dude,
take over Christmas. Like,
the
that'd be
NFL got
nice.
Christmas Day and a Thursday night football and Sunday.
No,
So like,
Saturday too.
do they?
They have that was Christmas on Wednesday, right? So if
Christmas on Wednesday.
Wednesday, they have Thursday, they have
Wednesday.
Saturday and Sunday.
Like that's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
I
And
was
then
thinking about that. But go
what
ahead.
Jay was
Another.
saying with the players, what helps football, and then baseball too. I think it helps baseball too, even though baseball has a lot of games, is people have favorite teams instead of favorite players. Kind of what Jalen was saying. And you're more emotionally invested into your favorite team than you are your favorite player. Because
Sure.
as long as your favorite player is putting up 30 and 15 a night or 30 and 12 a night, you
Yeah,
don't
you
really
can care
care.
less if you lose.
Yeah. And then especially if he's on a bad team and you know they're not gonna make the playoffs or something like that, you don't really care. But in football, if your team loses, like if you're a fan of the team, then you care if they lose because that means they're not going to make the playoffs, or they may fall down in the standings or something like that. So like having favorite teams is way better than having favorite players. It gets you more invested into the game. I always tell that to people who say, "How do I get into a new sport?" I said the first things first is watch it a little bit and choose a favorite team. Once you choose a favorite team, that's how you get into a new sport.
All right.
All
Hope they
right,
don't take my
so,
sport away from
oh, what? Sorry.
No, you're
Nah,
good.
cut him off. Cut him off, Jamie.
First of
Say,
all,
you're done. Next
you're
topic.
done. You're done. All right. Should we talk about the Ravens' downfall question mark?
Is that an actual topic?
It is.
Oh,
It is a
we don't have
topic.
to. We don't have
Oh, why
to.
not? Why not? Why not?
I mean,
Well, I mean, I can speak on us.
you do it.
I don't think it's a downfall. I just think we won. We played a good team. And if we made our field goals, we would have won. But
They're talking about cut Justin Tucker.
yeah,
Hey,
crazy.
there, y'all may need to sign another kicker just in case.
Hey, bro, I told Reek, I said he hit that record and just went downhill from there.
Talking about straight down.
Yeah,
Travis Kelce put that voodoo on that tee.
no, nah, it wasn't Travis Kelce. I don't like people saying that because he was missing 50 yarders all last year too, but we was winning games, so nobody really cared or thought about it.
Listen.
Bless
It's just
you.
now this year he's missing everything, like not just 50s.
But since he moved, you could, I mean, yeah, he was missing some last year, but
Okay,
since he
man,
moved
talk
that
about that
team,
name T.
since he moved that team, Buddy had even looked the
But yeah,
same.
anyway, I don't think we have a downfall. I actually believe that the scariest thing, I think we're getting scarier. And because this will be the first time that we have Lamar and we make it into the playoffs without any real expectations. And the defense is quietly getting better. We played three good teams in a row. I wouldn't say three good offenses, but I'll say three good teams in a row. And the defense has done well. The problem has been the special teams with the kicking, mainly that, and then offense, and then penalties. We fixed the penalties last game, and then the flat, and then the offense. But I fully expect Lamar to play better again. And we have a late bye week. And I think we've had a very, very tough schedule so far with no bye week. 14 straight weeks without a bye is ridiculous. I just think that's a lot of football. Like I was tired. I was like, I need a bye week. I just need a day without watching the Ravens and emotionally affecting me. And then last thing I'll say is I think that them division winners better watch out, because especially if we fall to seven seed, I guarantee you Kansas City or Buffalo, whoever's gonna be the two seed, is gonna look at the record and be like, okay, we in second seed, but we got Baltimore in the wild card. Like that's not gonna be no easy game, instead of maybe having a Denver or somebody else. So I'm just saying, don't let us get into the playoffs with little expectation for the first time ever.
I just hope y'all don't get back to the same spot last year and just lose y'all's identity again.
Mainly, if you don't mind me, let me be. I want to be the toxic one here. I just want to be the toxic one
Oh,
here.
go ahead, go
I
ahead,
want to be toxic
go
and put on my hater cap right now. I just want to say two things. First off, if I would have said any of those words about the Steelers, y'all been laughing at me, saying that we were more dangerous. All y'all been laughing at me. I just want to
Wait,
say
what
that. I just want
words?
to
I don't know where you're going with this.
say, if anything, that's not a downfall. We look more dangerous right now after losing. How many games have Ravens lost? Like two of the last three? And we got more dangerous. Y'all would have laughed at me if I said about the Steelers. Y'all would have laughed. That's
You're
one thing. I
not
just want to say.
wrong. I think
I just want to say that.
if
Second thing
Tobias,
though.
if y'all would have, if Russell Wilson would have had this type of game that he had this past week for 3 weeks in a row, but y'all were losing, then you could potentially say that, because that's the only thing that's kind of holding y'all back is the offensive production. But if he go out and have four straight. If it was Joe Burrow out there like the Bengals, the offense is putting up a bunch of numbers, but the defense kind of fell off a little bit, then you could say that.
No, I understand you. I just want to say that. I just want to say that. The second thing, though, second thing is even I was, this is not me hating right now. This is me being very serious. I was thinking about it because early in the season, and I couldn't word it correctly how I wanted to say it on the podcast. But you remember when I compared, I mainly remember, I compared this Ravens team to the 2000, what was it, 17, 18 Steelers, and we had like Ben, Bell, and Brown. And basically in that season, we had probably the most talented roster in NFL, but we were inconsistent. That's the best way I can put this. We were inconsistent. I think the Ravens, like roster wise, have
I
probably
was
one of the
just
most
saying.
I one of the most talented rosters. But it's like certain games they don't show up to. And that's what the Steelers do. I don't know if
That's
it's you
not
ever
what you
focus
said.
on whatever it was,
That's not what you
that's
said, and
kind of.
that's not what happened with the Steelers. You said the reason you compared them to them is because y'all were solely focused on the Patriots.
Okay.
And y'all were
I like
good.
I said.
Y'all were good all season and was solely focused on getting back to the championship and beating the Patriots. And then y'all ended up losing to the Jaguars. Y'all weren't inconsistent that season. Y'all just got
I
to the
appreciate
playoffs and overlooked the Jaguars.
And then
I
said it in
appreciate you.
interviews.
I appreciate that addition, but like I said,
That's what you said.
I appreciate that condition. I appreciate that addition. But like I said in my soliloquy today, that I could not word it how I wanted to back then. That's why I'm saying this, what I'm saying right now.
Okay, so anytime we just have a wrong take, we could just say,
okay, sorry. Watch this about, why is this now about to buy? See?
What do you watch mean?
About to yes, he made it about you. What?
You brought up something that you said earlier.
That about the Steelers. Y'all would have been roasting me.
Anytime we say something, blah, 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 blah. But
I'm trying to tell you what you were comparing to. Because as soon as you were about to start talking, I knew that's what you were going to say. But I'm saying it's different because y'all and the Steelers were not inconsistent during that year. Y'all only issue because y'all were like the second seed, like 14-2.
You probably remember. I mean, most memorable part of our season was the meltdown the end of the year. That obviously was the most memorable part. But that entire season, we did similar things to what the Ravens are doing. Well, similar. Ravens are kind of like, I mean, they're losing to like these top tier teams. I guess, you know, you have the Chiefs, then you got the Eagles. And I guess now we can say the Steelers they're up there right now. That's who y'all are losing to. But with us, it was more so, I guess, playing to our opponent's level. So in my opinion, in my eyes, that's inconsistent play. Like, it's not, you're not keeping the same integrity play in every single game. That's how I see that. So that's what I was trying to compare that to. They had all that talent stuff, but it's inconsistency every single week.
Well,
that's what I'm talking about.
All I'm saying is we all five of our losses, you probably saw the stat online. Because I saw it
many times. Just tell me.
All five of our losses combined, how do you say it? Is we've lost by 22 points combined. And Justin Tucker has missed a combined 22 points this season.
That is crazy. That's why y'all need to. I'm like, y'all don't have to cut Tucker, but I think y'all should sign another kicker, and like have one on the sideline. Like, if Tucker misses about two, if he misses two in a game, like, all right, we got to bring another kicker.
Especially coming to start a petition to put Rick on the team.
The issue is like, we just now. Not even that he's missing now. It's just now it's just like we got to play differently. The thing with running the football is if you know you have a kicker, you know you can still run the football. But now if it's 3rd and 8 and you on the 40, we can't even like just settle for the field goal anymore. We have to go try to pass the ball because we got to go score a touchdown. We can't trust Justin to make a 50-something yard field goal. Or whatever the case may be. Like, it changes up the whole dynamic of how we call the game.
Creed, I obviously am not a Raven follower, and I don't watch y'all every week. So you tell me what you think it is with you know, y'all's offense. Or, yeah, I guess with the Raven scenario. To me, it feels like, from, like, seeing highlights, watching the Steelers game and stuff, that if Lamar's not having an off day, is not having a fantastic day or something, that other people aren't stepping up. Or even sometimes when he's having a great day and Lamar needs somebody else to step up like no one else is.
Yeah, that's
outside, outside of Derrick Henry. I think like that's – and I don't know if that's like a experience thing. Like y'all a bunch of young receivers.
That's why I have Lamar – call me biased, but that's why I have him so high up on the list, on all the lists that I be doing, is because all these other quarterbacks can have bad games – but the rest of the team will step, or not bad, but average games, and the rest of the team will step up, and you can still win the game. If Lamar plays average, the Ravens are not winning the football game, which is like wild to me.
That's what happens with all the great team in NFL. I mean, all the best teams in NFL. I think they have that factor right now. Like the Chiefs, they have that factor. If except for the Bills, Bills are the only team I think is in y'all's boat right now, but. If Josh Allen's having an off day, it's over for them. But the Chiefs have that factor. Like, if Mahomes isn't playing the best, they have enough experience outside of him and people can step up. Hurts, same thing. Lions, or Goff, same thing.
Jared Goff threw 5 interceptions in the game, and they won the game.
Exactly.
That's still wild to me.
Exactly. Even I mean, I know y'all. I know y'all don't think they're for real, or whatever. But my opinion, I think Steelers. If Russ has an off game, there are other people outside on that offense that can step up. Like the O-line steps up, and we can run the ball, move it down the field. But I feel like that's the Ravens, like weak. Their Achilles right there is that no one outside of Lamar is stepping up, and they need that. Like I don't know if y'all need to sign somebody. Like y'all need to sign somebody or something. I don't know.
Probably just coaching, to be honest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You think John? Do you like John Harbaugh? Do you think?
Yeah, I like him. Not the head coach. I think that's the other factor. The lower tier coaches, like
positional coaches.
Yeah. Like why is your unit playing badly? Because it's always just one unit that's like really bad, and that's the unit that loses the game. But yeah. My thought on my team.
Final note on that is that, yeah, I think the Ravens need to sign a kicker. Though I wouldn't cut Justin, but just put a kicker on like the active roster that goes to the games. That's what I would.
Goes to the games.
Maybe practice squad, but not no active roster. We're not taking. We're not having two kickers on the active roster the day of.
Hey,
taking away a spot.
What was the stat you said? You said that the Ravens have lost all the games by a combination of 22 points. And Justin Tucker missed 22 points.
If you're missing kicks,
I mean, all Justin Tucker. It's just a crazy stat.
Yeah. That's all I have to say about that one.
I mean, he's single-handedly lost us, I would at least say, two of the five games himself, including the Eagles one, this past one with the Eagles. We had like three chances to take the lead at 14 and 12, and he couldn't do it. But I'm going to say the Ravens are bad. And another scary thing, too. They've been trying so hard to keep Lamar from winning a third MVP. And now I think he's officially out of it. And so now we don't got to worry about none of that either. We get lesser and lesser expectations, which I love. I love it.
I don't have less expectations because if y'all make the playoffs, it turns right back up.
Not if we got to play the Bills in the first round.
The expectations still going to be there. It's just if y'all lose, it's just going to look way worse on Lamar.
No, not necessarily, because I think it's going to end up being they weren't really that good of a team this year. For Lamar, it's going to depend on how he plays. But in terms of the Ravens, it's going to be they weren't really that good this year. They lost to the Bills. On a good team. But if Josh Allen loses to us and we the seventh seed, that's all I'm saying. Or Mahomes. I honestly want to see Kansas City in the first round, wild card. I don't think they're winning the playoffs.
I'm with you, Reed. I told my dad the same exact thing. I think they're getting the first round exit. I think they are this year. It's gonna shock everybody. The AFC gonna be wide open.
They might not make the Super Bowl, but I don't see a first round.
No, unless they somehow get an AFC South team. Like I think they'll beat the Texans and any of the rest of them. But I think anybody else that they'll see, I think Denver can beat them. I think we can beat them.
Yep.
I think
Bills.
Denver's not gonna beat them in a playoff situation.
Bills will beat them. Bills will beat them. Watch. I'm not Bills. Excuse me. Never a beat him, watch.
Not in a playoff situation. With a rookie quarterback, I don't see it.
I want to say with the Ravens.
Hey, Bo balling. I never thought I'd say, but Bo is balling right now.
I want to say with the Ravens defense is getting better, the Chiefs defense is getting worse and worse each week.
That is true.
And with that offense doesn't look as dangerous as it used to, so.
The only thing they got going for them is they got people coming back, which is the only scary part. All right, what else?
And I think that's all we have.
I have my list real quick.
All right, hit us with it.
All right, pull it back up. All right, so first things first. I'm going to just say, Malin, Kirk Cousins was number four last week.
Where is he now?
He is no longer on the list.
Hey, I just need to hear one name, Reek. I need to hear one name. I think
he's not on the list either.
What?
He's not even an honorable mention. You tell me which one of these quarterbacks he's better than this year. Honorable mention is Jordan Love. Okay, I had to find it. I don't know why I couldn't find it. So honorable mention this week is Jordan Love. It was between him and number 10, Sam Darnold. Who I was gonna between them two for honorable mention and number 10. I gave it to Sam Darnold because he started off so well this year. He fell off a little bit, but he's back to playing how he kind of was earlier this year. And Jordan Love was out for a little bit of time. So if this is over the course of the whole year, I'm just going to keep give Sam Darnold benefit of the doubt for playing more games. Number 9 is Jalen Hurts. He played the Ravens, but he really didn't do anything. I think he had like 118 yards passing. So he dropped one. Patrick Mahomes is number 8. He dropped one. Baker Mayfield is number 7. He dropped one. And then number 5 and number 6 both came up 4. Number 6 being Bo Nix and number 5 being Jaden Daniels. Number 4 is Justin Herbert. He came up 1. Number 3 stayed in the same place, Jared Goff. Number 2 came down 1, Lamar. And number 1 is Josh Allen at number 1. So that is
the only thing that I would argue if I'm going to take Tobias aside. I think it's comparable to compare Jordan Love and Russ. But I'm not mad at, that you left them off.
Well, Jordan Love has played more games, I think, this year.
Yeah, I mean, I was hoping that's mostly the reason. I also think that Russ started high, he went low, and then he had a big game last game. But like,
Jordan Love like 5 games consistently has been playing better. Like people are saying, literally talking about the Steelers' offense is their weakness. So I can't put him.
If he has another game like that, you think he'll crack it?
Maybe. I don't know who they play next week, but against Cincinnati. Everybody's doing that against Cincinnati. Literally everybody. Like, we could go out there and throw for at least 200. Like, everybody is killing Cincinnati. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
He's over there groaning.
I just want to say that I personally look forward, what now fans, y'all know, I look forward to this list every single week because secretly every week I look to see if my guy, Mr. Limited, is in this top 10. And every week,
I'm
disgusted, I'm disappointed. And this week, I'm sad and heartbroken because the man had 414 yards, 3 touchdowns this week. And let me hit you with a stat. The man has never his the least yards he's had in the game is 195, almost 200 yards this season. That's the least amount of yards he's had. And even in that game, he had 3 touchdowns, I think, was what it was, right? Yeah. But
you see all the stats? Because I think he threw a pick 6 too.
Yeah, but that pick 6, if you watch the game.
Okay, now
George Pickens got pulled down.
Now he's in context. Now he's in context. Here's the stats. All I saw
Listen. What now, fans? I tried. I put in a request, a voice memo. I put in a voice memo to put in what's it called? A nomination for this man to at least be an honorable mention. Like, I expect Russ to at least be an honorable mention. Man.
He's higher than Kirk Cousins.
Who of the people that he named, who would you put him above?
Who's honorable mention was who?
Jordan Love.
Jordan Love, who's 10 again?
Sam Darnold.
Oh, Lord.
You're lying, Tobias.
Who's 9?
You're lying. Sam Darnold is Sam Darnold
about the dirty bird, bro. What?
Sam Darnold is Jalen Hurts. I mean,
not Sam. Jalen Hurts.
Number 9 is Jalen Hurts.
Tobias. I've been watching the same games you've been watching. You need to relax.
He just wants some representation. That's all.
I know why he's tripping.
Representation. Like, I just need some admiration. That's what I need.
He's 11, bro. He's 11.
He's 12. At max.
12. You gotta work with me. Okay. I need something. Like, I need somebody to just admit the man is doing better than what we thought he would do. He's doing a great job right now.
Not the point, brother.
He's doing more than what we expected, what we wanted him to do.
If that's your argument, right? If that's your argument, Sam Darnold, what did you expect him to do this year?
Okay, I mean, it's a great argument. Great argument. But I need my man to get next week. I'm expecting him.
Who did he play next week? Philly, right?
Nah, Cleveland. He played Cleveland.
Cleveland again?
Yes. But Cleveland, Cleveland has been looking nice. They look nice. They've been looking nice last two weeks.
The Browns defense almost let me come back against Jamie.
Hey, y'all want to talk about fantasy? 2 weeks in a row, 49ers defense had negative points. That is crazy, bro. That's crazy.
Negative.
Negative 5 points? Are you kidding me? I dropped him so quick.
I promise you that.
My fantasy made me so mad this week. I got racial in the group, in our group chat. I said I was no longer drafting any more white boys. That's not top ten.
That's not tight end.
Nah, nice.
Because CMC, Cooper Kupp, and Justin Tucker have all failed me this year.
Oh, that's great.
Cancel Tyreek 2025.
But CMC.
You make a trash list, and he's talking about
and he's racist.
Our brethren of the Caucasus Mountains.
Damien, you know, at one point I was projected like 150 points.
I know.
I barely hit 100.
Maylin, you got a Heisman list before we do this?
Well, at this point in time, the Heisman is only down to like two people now, Ashton and Travis. It's actually pretty big controversy over who should win it.
It's kind of wild that the final two is neither is a quarterback.
Yeah, I didn't expect that. I'm not gonna lie. But on one side, people are saying Ashton gets too many carries.
He does carry the ball a lot.
Yeah, but then the flip side, Travis Hunter gets a million snaps.
Exactly.
That's the reason he didn't.
So that's the argument for both right now. They're basically saying they're both overused, and that's why they have the numbers they have. He's bringing back numbers that nobody's seen since Barry Sanders. No matter what who his competition is, it's been like 30 something years since Barry made that record and nobody else came close to it. So,
and Maylin, to your point, that argument about like Ashton getting like a lot of snaps only came relevant later in the second half of the season. The first half, that's when he got all those yards. He was getting what it was like 19 carries.
And there was like two games. There was like two games where he didn't even play the second half.
Exactly.
He still had over 150 yards in both of those games.
Those were his best games.
Yeah. So what is the underlying, for lack of a better term, underlying definition of the Heisman? Is it like the most valuable player? Is that what it is?
Basically, but not every year that that person – team is that good, like Lamar and Johnny Manziel. Neither of those teams were considered for national championships.
Is Ashton more valuable to his team than Travis's?
It's not as clear as Tobias is making it seem, but
what?
Listen, hear me out. I will say Boise State would not be in the top of their conference without Ashton. Colorado, I do believe, wouldn't be as good, but they would be close to where they are now. But no. Travis has definitely made some. No, what?
If Travis was not on Colorado, the defense and the offense would get worse.
The offense would get way worse. The defense wouldn't get that much worse.
But still, both sides of the ball get worse. With Ashton, at least you could just say the offense would get worse, but the defense would still be what it is. I mean,
but. You know the defense plays a lot different when they have somebody like that on that side of the ball.
Especially if they're running the ball. If you're running the ball, like the defense is standing on the sideline for a long time. Like it's different. It's different if you have a really good running back. You can milk the clock. The time of possession is different, so defense can play better. They're not out there as long. But
I think Shador is more valuable to Travis.
I was gonna say I don't think the Heisman is necessarily based on value.
I think it's just the most impressive. That's what I think.
I think it's just most impressive. We're like best college player of the year.
Mm. Yeah, like player of the year. But I think Shador and Travis, since they have such a good relationship, if Travis was on like a Big Ten team or SEC team, he would be talked about like Jeremiah Smith and Ryan Williams, just a really good receiver. But because he's on Colorado, where Deion and Shador can help elevate him by giving him more opportunities, that's why that's what's helping him get those numbers. Not saying he's not that great a player, because he's obviously one of the best players we've ever seen. But his offensive production wouldn't be as high as it is now if he wasn't playing with Shador, I think.
Yeah, it can't be on value because if you look back at the key Heisman was what, when not Deshaun, it was Derrick Henry and Christian McCaffrey all in the same Heisman class. And Christian McCaffrey's on Stanford. Yeah, when nobody else. If Christian McCaffrey on Stanford, Stanford ain't stand a chance. I think they won the Rose Bowl. Sanford wouldn't be relevant without Christian McCaffrey. But, you know, Derrick Henry's on Alabama, so it definitely bothers
me. C-Mac, CMC got snubbed that year.
He did. I still think CMC. After that punt return he had in the Rose Bowl, that showed me he should have won the Heisman.
That's Alabama bias.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when Jeremiah Smith – or yeah, not Jeremiah. What's his name? Devontae Smith won. That was definitely a great receiver season, but it was also a down year, kind of like this year for other players.
Because that was
the COVID year, so that takes out half the people right there because not everybody played. And out of the five Heisman finalists, three were from Alabama. It was Mac Jones, Najee, and Devontae Smith.
I mean, if Cam Ward didn't lose to.
He was the court. Him and Shador, they could have did their best this last second half of season. They weren't going to win it.
Yeah.
Is any of those three Alabama players the best player at their position on their respective teams?
Right now?
Yeah. The only one you can argue is Najee. One's not better than AJ, and Mac Jones is a backup.
That's what I'm saying. That was one of those COVID years. You know how I feel about them.
Even I still think Jalen Warren better than Najee, but you know, that's another topic.
But this is me saying Ashton Jeanty should win the Heisman. If he doesn't, it is what it is, but he should.
He should. I think he should. That'd be Boise's first ever Heisman winner.
I mean, would it be Colorado? No, Colorado's had one, haven't
they? Colorado was good in the 90s. In the early 90s, they were good because that's when Joel Klatt was there. Yeah. A lot of good players.
They had Eric Bieniemy.
Dang, I did not know that. Oh,
wow. I saw a documentary like about a year or so ago.
Okay.
But I think that's it, boys and girls.
All right.
Nice. What you want us to do next, Jamie?
Elias, why don't you bring us the scripture?
All right. We're bringing the scripture for the day. This one comes from John 6:35, and this comes from the Amplified version. It says, Jesus replied to them, "I am the bread of life. The one who comes to me will never be hungry, and the one who believes in me will never be thirsty, for that one will be sustained spiritually." There you go.
Period.
The bread of life.
Mm-hmm. Amen. All right,
people.
Before we get logged off, I just want to say rest in peace to one of my coworkers. She passed away in a car accident in Alaska on Sunday night. So,
oh man,
peace.
Yeah,
rest in peace.
I talked to her a couple of times. She's a landscape designer, but she was 27.
Hey,
yeah, it's sad. But all right, I didn't mean to end it on a sad note.
No, I was about to say, didn't you just drop bomb on us like that, man?
We can end it on a good note. My man Reed, you know, congratulations. You know, he's now Lee Green certified. He's Lee Green certified. So,
thank you.
That's a big deal. If you don't know, if you're not an archer in the field, that's a pretty big deal.
Let's do it, Tobes.
Oh, you want me to? I don't know about that, man. Why? Reek got that one. I ain't got the patience for that.
That one wasn't too hard. It's the next ones that get tougher.
Maybe. All right, people. Until next time. Peace. Look, like, get that. Jayla hitting that Drewski.
Peace out, y'all.
Bye, man. Bye. That's
too easy. You never heard of me? Fucking stupid.